What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, aka The Coach Referee. And I want to ask you, are you ever frustrated with uploading a video to YouTube and you get no views? I know I was when I first started. If you're a music artist and you have your own podcast or your content creator, look no further. WAM Promotions has gotten you covered. They specialize in high-end targeted YouTube campaigns that deliver real views, real subscribers, and most importantly, real growth. So if you're struggling with real organic YouTube growth, I'm here to tell you to go on WAM Promotions and use the promo code GODS and receive 20% when you check out. Tell them Ray sent you, you got 20% off. Let's go, guys. I'm looking to see you guys on the charts. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to That's Debatable, powered by Lucky Energy. Lucky Energy is the perfect energy drink for you. It has just the right amount of caffeine and 5 super ingredients. Thank you for giving us the freedom to fly. Joining me are the guys. You know, it's been a minute. I missed y'all. But we got the culture referee, Ray Daniels.
Let's go. Every time I see y'all, I'm smiling because I get to do what I love to do, which is argue. Let's go.
And on this side, we have music executive Wayno Clark.
Yeah, that's me.
Legend. Yeah. Musical legend.
Musical legend.
I love that, man.
Let's
go,
man.
I love that I'm considered a legend.
Yeah, yeah, man. You changed lives, bro. Let's get into it,
Shout
man.
Shout out to you.
Right, thank you.
As always, please like, share, and subscribe to the channel. This we want it to grow, and this is how you help us help it grow. And y'all be tearing us up in the comments. Keep it
tearing
coming.
Us up.
We love it. Keep on commenting and letting us know who you want to see on the show and who you want to see on debating up here with the guys. Now let's debate.
Let's do it. Let's get it.
All right.
I just was looking at it. It's perfect timing. Let's go.
So our first topic is dealing with a nut job, in my opinion. But should media be responsible for what individuals say on their show?
Okay, so let me say. Hold on, let me say this.
Yeah.
So
I had
somebody who worked with you, a legend, a cameraman. I had Choke No Joke on my show and on a guy show. And during the interview, bro, he was saying, like you know how you go into an interview, Wayno, you're like, yo, let's talk. And he's like, yo, you're not going to censor me, are you? And I'm like, why would I censor you? Like, I don't sense anybody. Then he starts talking about these gay clans and gay groups and people trying to get at him. And I'm like, listening to a story. And I'm like, well, that don't sound... Now, it can be what you said, but that doesn't mean it is what you said. So I was pushing back, and man, I ain't never been called. If I wasn't confident in myself, Stanza and Wayno, I've never been called a dick rider, a glazer. I didn't know what a glazer is until I interviewed Wayno, and I pushed back for Jay-Z. But I want to say this. When I saw the Piers Morgan Jaguar Wright interview, and when she went at Hove and B, I was like, no. Like, you can't do that, right? Because my thing is, if they were a monster to you, this is what Jay and Beyonce did to me, then it becomes like, first count witness is really not enough. But if you're saying, I've seen them do, to me, it's whack. So I make money with my name. So I think a lot of people don't understand the value of your name and your brand. Yeah. So when Piers Morgan put Jaguar Wright on there, I thought it was a mistake already, but I was like, I was just like, Jaguar, just stay in pocket. Just talk about the subject. She couldn't.
Bro, you asking, I mean, not you asking, but like you, we can't expect rationality from irrational people. You know what I'm saying? Like Jaguar, right? I'm just keeping it a band, bro. Like shorty a bozo. Like,
okay.
Like shorty a bozo. Like this is the thing. I'm tired of people going to the internet and not the police. Like, you know what I mean? Like, go to the police.
That was good.
No, for real. I'm keeping it a stack, bro. It's like, all right, cool. We got these people who have allegedly done all of these heinous, destructive, dark crimes. Another thing I want to point out is, I'm not gay, but gay people catching the worst strays ever right now. Like, bro, it's like everything. Everybody's talking something bad. Associated with gay, so I empathize with the gay people right now because y'all going through it, bro. They fry, they dolly y'all up. You feel me? But aside from that, bro, it's just like, yo, bro, Jaguar Wright, she says ridiculous things. And then the thing is that everybody always is like, well, she was around and she took pictures. I got pictures with people too. So that means that because I ain't making no more money with them or because I ain't hanging around them no more, I could just say, I could just make shit up. This is the thing with choke, right?
Like,
I like that. I want to go choke. I need some defense because he was there for choke. No, I want to tell you something because I just got to say this.
Yeah.
I know a lot of Rockefeller people.
Yeah.
After I don't get in people's business. After I interviewed Choke, I FaceTimed Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And Dame was like, don't do it. I talked to people at the office. They was like, don't do it. And I was like, I did it already. And they was like, oh, man. And literally somebody called me and said, Choke, and by the way, Choke gonna come back on. That's debatable. We can argue with him. But somebody said Choke he was just a cameraman. And when you look at it from that standpoint, of our perspective, hear me out. From my perspective, a cameraman is just sitting there. He doesn't get access to the information. We don't tell him our plans. He's just capturing footage, and he was giving his own interpretations. So for me, and also we all know this, you're looking at three people who the game has been good to.
Yeah.
We have friends that the game hasn't been good to.
Right.
And those people tend to hate the game, hate the people in it, hate the people that they was in it with.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they become the worst human on earth. Because like I always said, I think Jaguar Wright becomes a famous singer that could tour and make money being Jaguar Wright. I don't think she disrespects and does she does. That's what I was saying.
So with Choke, like the benefit of the doubt I give Choke of being a cameraman is while you do have a camera, niggas run their mouth and they talk too much. So it's like you definitely gonna hear things that you might not be privy to. But I'm not gonna speak on the story that said at one point in time. But my thing is this. When it comes to all that Rockefeller shit, I know I'll come from a Rockefeller alumni. That shit don't mean nothing. I'm just keeping it 100. It's just like, it's cool to say, but like I don't have like an extra allegiance or alliance to Jay-Z. I don't talk to this nigga. I don't have his phone number, his email. I don't DM him, nothing. So it's like I'm on the side of like stop putting cases on people who didn't catch them. Like stop saying like, bro, don't say like if you walk by my crib and you hear me arguing, don't be saying I be beating on my wife. Like you know what I'm saying? Like we might just be arguing or some shit. Don't make up shit. Like I'm not gonna go too in depth, but like. A person, most recently, this dude was a writer, right? And I had him in the studio writing with one of my acts. Mm-hmm. And like, I mind you, I have no bad interactions with this dude. There's nothing negative, nothing. He's telling people that like, I'm hating on him because he's gonna take my A&R credit. You idiot. You don't do the label copy. Like I could write whatever I want on the label copy. Like, you can't take anything from me. But why are you in a room lying, saying that I'm making, and I'm just saying that to the people of like, once you start lying and shit, I just look at you differently.
But even then, once you start volunteering information for the sake of hurting someone's name, at that moment, I gotta speak up. Like, I've been attacked publicly by a couple people mm-hmm. who attacked my name and told false truths.
Yeah.
And I watch people commenting facts.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, that's not a fact.
I done had niggas diss me on songs before.
Come on, bro.
I had niggas diss me on songs. My thing is this, yo, if you Jaguar Wright, man, all y'all, listen, anybody who went through any crazy situations or you think you went through crazy situations, don't just think about being entitled to some sort of compensation. Go to the police.
Please.
Because y'all niggas, y'all not street niggas, y'all not gangsters. Go to the police. If you're a woman and you saying that you standing up for rights and all of that, go to the cops. If you got a real substantial claim, go to the cops. Stop doing this shit for content. Stop doing it for views, because guess what? Nobody takes it serious.
Nobody does.
I think that this problem is what we see in several industries. We see it in music and now in journalism, is that real journalism is dead, you know? So it's become convoluted with so many, and it's being,
but,
you know what I'm saying?
You're right.
Because if we bring it back to the question, should they be responsible? I think to a certain degree, you should, because an actual journalist wouldn't have had Jaguar Wright on his podcast.
You're right, but hear me out. In the world we are today, how many deep dives can you really do?
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm trying to say? Like, you got to call a couple people. They say, he's cool. And then, like, when Choke goes, like Choke literally said on the show, like, you're not going to censor me if I say what I say, right? Of course not. Jay-Z was at the gay parties. Hold up.
What you doing at the gay parties, though, my nigga? No. What you doing at the gay parties, though? Like, this is what I want to know. Because I keep seeing niggas like the nigga who was saying that, what's his name? He said he kicked in the door and seen Diddy hitting Carl Winslow. Bro, what are you doing there? What are you doing there? So you a straight man and you just kicking in doors in people's houses and it's men having sex and then you still hanging with these niggas? Like, get, come on, stop playing, bro. My thing when it comes to, I don't think that journalism is necessarily dead. It's just it's not entertaining.
No, I'm saying that. I'm not,
no, you're right. You're
I'm
right.
I'm not saying that you said that bad because what you're saying is right. I'm just saying it's like,
right.
See, in our world, it's only this. There's tons of good stories. There's tons of things going on. But we not entertained by that. We entertained by the bullshit.
I'm saying it's saturated. That was a better word.
No, but it's something that Charlamagne also said. He said that journalism is now based on the person who you're talking to. Because Piers Morgan, now I don't think Jay-Z and Beyonce sends that to somebody if it was The Breakfast Club, right? Because it's like, The Breakfast Club is known for like having salacious subjects and everything else.
But if they had Jaguar, right, they definitely would have. Like, you know,
I think Piers brought her on because of what she says on social media. Like, because he's like a...
Oh, no, these niggas is out chasing like everybody.
Oh, exactly. See, I didn't even think about that. I thought that he got caught off guard. Okay. That might be a good point. Yeah, that might be a good point.
He did because he knows that she's going to come on saying some crazy stuff and it's going to be... It's like...
Because it's for the views. This shit is like that movie Nightcrawler. You know what I mean? Like, remember that movie Nightcrawler? Where the dude was just like, now he's helping crime be committed so that he could get the story. Yeah. This is the thing. It's like everybody just trying to get, and I don't get me wrong, I get it. I just started monetizing my YouTube, so I get it. You know what I'm saying? I understand the views bringing X amount of dollars, but those X amount of dollars can't be at the expense of misinformation and people. And because guess what? If you have enough views, if you look at the camera and just say some shit without blinking and you play the right beat behind it, people be like, oh, nah, they gotta be telling the truth. Like, bro, if me and y'all have a fallout today, and I just start saying, yo, I ain't gonna lie, yo, the God show, it's some bullshit, bro. Yep. Like, yo, when you in there, yep, niggas is treating you
and
crazy.
Just 'cause we got pictures together.
They gonna be like, oh, nah, I knew something was up with that Ray Daniels nigga. I knew it was up with him. I knew he was doing, because it's about their imagination.
But you know what it is? I think people like to hear salacious things about people because it makes them say, I knew they weren't that much better than me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or they were worse people than I am.
Right.
See, they're willing to sacrifice people and lives to get, and it makes them feel good about it. But right, to be honest with y'all, being in this shit, it's mostly bullshit.
And you know what's crazy? When Star had to be the rationale, because did y'all see her talking to Star talking to Jaguar, right? And I mean, Star from, you know, Star.
Star Buckwild, yeah.
And Star, I mean, listen, I love Star. I worked with him on Everyday Struggle for a little bit. I love Star. To me, he's a legend. He was like what DJ Academics does today, way before that. And he just like really went in on her because, like, and we talking about somebody, he talking about Jay-Z. Star can't stand Jay-Z. Yeah. But you're not going to be sitting here just saying ridiculous, because that's what happened with Star. When Star said that ridiculous shit, he got Imus and all them. That's how DJ Envy got a lot of that bread, because he sued the radio station for saying, yo, you can't let somebody be up there saying negative stuff about my family, my kids. He did the Aaliyah plane crash and you can't just be doing shit for clicks and views. See, the thing about it is there's nothing that you could do with YouTube, because YouTube is just this open forum where anybody could do any and everything.
But somebody was asking, like, why don't these people sue YouTube?
You can't sue YouTube. Because guess what? Every time, yo, this is the, yo, let me tell you
if
something, man.
We make more money off of our shit than we make off our shit.
And as they should, right? But when we all hit accept on them iPhones, when we hit accept on YouTube and all of that, we agree to terms that we don't look over.
Period.
All of those, now, you're a lawyer. That's a legal binding contract that you're pressing accept on that nobody's looking at, because we just trying to get to it to get to our content.
Yep.
You feel me? So it's like, when it comes to should journalists or whatever have a little bit more filtering, you just gotta start telling niggas chill. You gotta just start being like, yo, chill the fuck out, bro. You bugging out. Oh, like you.
And my final thing I say is that the audience has to understand that I am a human and I have rights to hear something and say, are you sure? How do you know? And I can't allow someone to be convicted on my show that doesn't have a counter argument. That's just not fair to me. One-sided, they're the worst people. They are. It's like at some point in time, it just like becomes like a punching bag.
Yeah,
you gotta have a balance within the conversation and say, are you sure? Did you see? Were you there? And I'm telling you, like, and by the way, Choke No Joke is probably one of my best, most popular interviews I've ever done. But it's filled with a whole lot of salacious shit. So we gotta look at ourselves also and ask ourselves, why do we need to hear bad shit about good people to feel good about ourselves. Because to me, that's what it feels like we're looking for. We can have the girl from Black Lives Matter talking about how we can be better, and they're like, oh, fuck that. And choke, no joke, talking about how Jay-Z and Beyonce, oh, get it. It's like, no.
And as you, like, I'm happy you said that, because as you can see, the dude from Black Lives Matter, he was on some bullshit, taking that bread and all that.
And he in jail.
Yeah, he in jail for it. But I just think that, like, yo, it definitely needs to be some more filtering, but that the We Hate Jay-Z tour continues. You know what I mean? Like,
he ain't gonna stop.
We gonna end.
Let's go. What's next?
All right. So we see Nas and Hit-Boy, LL Cool J, and Q-Tip collabing, doing albums together. Do y'all think that collab albums are the new way to reinvent your careers?
I'll go first. I don't think it's a way to reinvent your career. I think it's the way you start your career. I mean, if you look at Eric B and Rakim. You know what I mean? You look at the Clips the Clips and the Neptunes, right? You look at Swiss Beats and DMX, which who doesn't get credit as a producer is PK and Dame Grease. Mm-hmm. They did a lot of heavy lifting in the Rough Rider days. And of course, Swiss is the more notable figure, but Dame Grease and PK, Pete Killer, they did a lot. I think it's dope what Nas and Hit-Boy has done, because it gave Nas like a new energy, right? Like, it's like Nas is actually excited about rapping where he didn't want to rap at all. With LL Cool J and Q-Tip, that's dope. They got a Queens connection. I ain't from Queens. I'm from Harlem, y'all. You feel me? Well, I do like the fact that, older artists are still just able to put out music and be accepted by some sort of crowd. Like, I'm tired of us, like, trying to kick everybody down or kick everybody while they out. Lil Uzi said, when you over 27, you an old head and he's 30. You feel me? So it's like, I would love to see him and Molly Raw get back together and rediscover that magic and shit. I think we got to just start giving grace to the elders, because we don't, like, when they pass and shit, then everybody like, oh, nobody loved them. No, y'all niggas ain't love them because y'all wasn't showing no love when they was here. You feel me?
I think collaborations is the only way to get out of a stalemate. Mm. I think that, you look at everybody's historic careers, like Drake was really hot and then he does an album with Future. And it's like, oh, what's this sound like? And now we're interested. Drake has been the king of collaborations and album with you.
Depends on who you asking.
No, huh?
I said, depends on who you asking.
Oh, yeah, exactly. but for me, I just think, like, I'll give you guys an example. Like, I kind of think Kevin Hart just got to the place where his brand was so big that he stopped being funny. And I just was like, I'm not really into Kevin Hart no more. And then I saw him host the Tom Brady roast. And I was like, Kevin look cool as a motherfucker. And it was like, it's like you gotta sometimes put the character in different scenarios. It's like, how many people?
I got a question for you though.
Go ahead, because I'm about to say, look at, like, how many people know Wayno and then know me, and now it's like, oh, Wayno and Ray are talking. It becomes interesting. What does that look like?
It
brings a different lens to someone. So I believe that, I think the collaboration is the future. Like, everybody should be collabing.
All,
like,
right, but I act because you brought up Kevin Hart. So how do you feel about Kevin Hart collaborating with Kai Cenat? Look, his face changed, y'all.
I think that it was Kevin Hart figured out, people are tired of me, so let me go to other people's world and that I'm perceived as bigger than. So now it looks like he's close with Funny Marco, like he's close with Kai Cenat. Now it's like, oh, Kevin's a man of the people, because he was just chasing big. Like, if you watch the Dave Chappelle speech for Kevin Hart, he said to Kevin Hart, he said, you made sure I was here for you, but you wasn't there when I did mine. Oh, yeah, and it was just one of those, like, and you just gotta hear shit like that. It was a joke, by the way, but it was like, yeah, Kev is like kind of like, dog, I'm trying to get to that Seinfeld place, that white space where I'm just classic, and I think that we got tired of him, and he figured it out, and he said, let me find another way to do it. I would challenge everybody to do that. Go ahead.
When you said white space, you meant like hot, or you mean like...
Hot, like white hot space. No, white, like Jay-Z. Remember Jay-Z described? Jay-Z always described, I don't want to be hot, I want to be that hot. So I think that he was trying
but
to get to
that. But don't you think he's had that a few times? Like, I think Kevin Hart... He was in Jumanji, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think.
But in our world, that's not cool. It's like with Eddie Murphy. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like when Eddie Murphy got to that place where he couldn't curse no more.
Like, it's like, he's
like motherfucker, bitch, out of line. He got to kind of be family friendly.
Chris Tucker said he wasn't.
Family became his base, right?
Yeah.
And I think that he kind of lost it because it wasn't funny no more. Because it's funny when you talk about your dad dick hanging, but now you don't want to talk about that because. But I feel like, exactly. But I feel like what happens is that you get a collaboration. Because it's like, I might not be able to talk about, It's like I wanted to talk about the Puff trial. I needed a lawyer here to talk about that. Because I can't just do it by myself.
So, I think collaborations expose you to another audience, which is helpful as well. Like with Kevin Hart, he's getting exposed on Casa Knots, you know, podcast or stream. It's a new generation of kids that might not have seen him or known him that are getting exposed to him, and it makes you. So I think collaborations, to Ray's point, are good things because it's like a crossover show.
They also can be the detriment in your career too. I think we're being very nice.
No. But it's a gamble though. It's a gamble.
Collaborations.
I want to ask you a question. Give me some bad collaborations. Give me some collaboration that worked, that was supposed to help, but it hurt.
Big Sean and Metro Boomin's album.
They did an album together?
Exactly.
Oh, exactly. Wow, I didn't even know.
Exactly.
That's a bad collaboration.
You know what I mean? Big Sean and Metro Boomin's album.
I didn't know they did
Travis
an album together.
Travis Scott and Quavo's album. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Travis Scott, Huncho Jack.
Huncho Jack. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
you're right.
Man. I mean, look, yo, yes, I think it's 50-50, right? The right collaboration could put you in the right space, but the wrong collaboration, sometimes you can't get back from because perception is reality, right?
It's like what Future did that record with Miley Cyrus.
But I mean, I understand why he did the record with Miley Cyrus.
That was a big misstep.
It was a big misstep.
He went back to the streets.
But that's the thing. I think with Future, when he came into the game, and like he had been grinding. I think that Future don't get enough credit for his grind.
Because he don't talk enough.
Because he been grinding. Like, Streets Calling. Nobody talks about Streets Calling. Those mixtapes. Him and Rocco. People talk about Pushing P, but not Power of That P. Remember that joint. You feel me? So it's like, when it comes to Future, he don't get enough respect for his grind. And I think at the point when he made the records with Miley Cyrus, think about it. Mike Will is at the, he got everybody number one. He like, oh, nah, they running plays too. Yeah. Like, you know the
back. That's my point. We're going to bring her to our world. We're going to go to her world. We're going to get their people. And then the people in our world was like, nigga, what the fuck is
that? That was a bad collaboration.
The only thing that really helped him was the Shit record was out.
Yeah.
And that was out. And it was
kind of. Shit, yeah. Damn, that's another one.
Because I was working at Epic at the time, and it was kind of like, I flew up for a meeting, and the hottest record in the streets for Future is Shit.
Yeah.
But we're in the room talking about this Miley Cyrus collab, and I'm like, nigga, nobody care about it. You better get him. And it was kind of like the label was like, Future to me is a guy that ushered in dirty rap. He kind of ushered in like the dirt to me in rap and making it like making it something. Like to me,
I'm a fuck nigga.
Yes, exactly. Like, he kind of brought the gutter nigga to
every collab album that he's done has been great. And I'm talking about with producers, Sovin, Beast Modes. You know, we still don't trust you. Yeah. Monster with Metro, 56 Nights. I mean, it was heavily Southside, you know what I mean? 808 Mafia. Shit, think about Waka Flocka has a classic album with Flocka Velly. Yeah. And that is all, you know, Lex Luger and 808. You know what I mean? But collaborative efforts, if you got the right intention. But I feel like a lot of them, because the Future and Uzi album, people forgot that exists.
Oh, Future, the album with Juice WRLD.
He did an album with Juice WRLD. He did a but the Future, the one with Juice WRLD and the one with Uzi is like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, but those is money grab. Like for me, those just quick money grab.
Who do you think has the best collab? You give me two, you give me two.
Watch the Throne. Watch the Throne is one.
Watch the Throne. I'm gonna throw a super.
I got a curveball too.
I got a curveball. I'ma say my curveball. Because there's so many, and people are like, you missed this, but my curveball is Without One and Metro Boomin, 21 Savage, and Offset. That's a really, really great
project. I was gonna say mine was The Best of Both Worlds One.
Oh, you getting spicy now.
I'm just saying, but like, because that's another thing. It's what I'm about to say. The reason why I said that is because I believe right now, hip-hop and R&B need each other today more than ever. Because I believe hip-hop is dying and R&B is struggling to find its voice. So imagine if Future did an album with Miguel. Imagine if Usher did an album
with Summer Walker.
Nigga, Sexy Red and Summer Walker doing an album. Nigga, it's over.
That'd be insane.
That's what I'm trying to get you to see. So I feel...
Justice, please.
Yes, come on.
We need that.
Yeah.
All right. Be righteous, righteousness.
So okay, go ahead.
Move on.
Okay.
Our next topic is, they probably gonna get us in the comments for this question alone, but should we Should y'all give Diddy
not we?
Should y'all give Diddy empathy because of a drug addiction?
Okay, so let me usher this in because I brought it up. Let me set the stage. Let me set the stage. Because Stanza set it up right, but it was a thought that I had. So my thing I was saying to you guys is that, you know, when Whitney Houston died, you know, Whitney Houston had a drug problem.
I'm sorry.
Right? Like Juice WRLD, he had a drug problem. Rich Homie Quan just died of a drug overdose. And when you listen to the Puff thing, it was one thing that he says he's been famous that we never correlated him with. We correlated him with partying. We correlated him with liquor, of course. But nobody thought, this nigga got a drug problem. So for me, I was like, man, if Puff, when he did that apology video where he said, this is not me, and he said, I'm going to fix myself, if he would have just came out and said, I have a bad drug problem, and I'm going to rehab because I have to get better. Do you think he would have got a little bit more empathy?
Hell no.
I was asking.
Hell no.
Hit me out. I'm asking you this. So is it, 50 Cent has a famous saying. He said there's no sympathy for winners. So my thing is this, is that, do you think that if, another thing about the people that had drug problem is that they usually, their career suffered too.
Yeah.
His career didn't suffer. It was like he was kicking the drugs' ass. He, like, think about that. Like, usually the drugs is winning. Puff is so strong, he was beating the drugs to the point where he was a drug addict and we never even acknowledged it. Like, I can name other celebrities, like, man, he got to get off them drugs. He never said he was on drugs. He never said, but we just know, we can look at him and tell, yeah, that nigga fucked up. He going through some shit right now.
Yeah.
Why do you think Puff doesn't get the empathy from being a drug addict?
We work in an industry around a lot of people with a lot of money that have secret drug and alcohol problems, which you would never think or know unless
I know a famous celebrity that is a drug alcoholic.
Yeah.
I know two famous celebrities who are like A-list, top of the food chain, flat out alcoholics, but they never talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you why. Because Puff always presented himself like he was perfect. Black excellence. Mm. How we forgot that term. Black excellence. Come on, King. Yeah, King. You know what I'm saying, King?
I hate this nigga.
Yeah, daddy, you out here looking good. You know what I mean? All that.
I hate this nigga.
No, just some G shit. Like, look.
Puff, I hate you, bro.
Has always
I hate been, you, bro.
No, he's always been a person that has presented himself and what he's doing at the highest level, right? So at the point where he does come out and say, yo, I'm on drugs, I messed up, y'all. Nobody don't care. You wanna know why? Because we laugh at, I come from the hood, bro. We laugh at the crackheads. I'm not saying he was using crack, but we laugh at the dope fiends. We don't treat drug usage serious as it should be. When people are on drugs, this is a sad thing. I'm gonna get serious for a second, okay?
Let's go.
I'll be joking.
No smiling.
But let me get serious for a second.
Let's go.
When people go through drug usage, We praise the guy who said they was moving all the bricks, but one brick in one 20 block radius in that neighborhood done ruined it. It's death that comes from that brick.
Yes.
It is homelessness. Robbery. Robbery. Yep. Kids going to the what's the foster system because their parents is on drugs and selling. We celebrating that. So at the point where somebody says, yo, I was fucked up, I was doing a lot of coke at that time, nobody cares. And on top of that, what makes it the baddest part is because of the footage. Now, when the Cassie lawsuit first came out, people were still was like, Even for myself, I was like, I did a video and I was let's give Puff a little bit of grace. When we seen that video, bro, and he basically tried to punt this girl, that changed everything.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter. He could say everything in the world. That video, he has a lot of allegations against him, but the video is the stronghold.
And what I'm saying is that if he came out and said, you guys didn't know this, my family knows this, my pastor knows this. You know, and they gotta say pastor. You say pastor, that wakes up like, pay attention. My pastor knows this. Mm-hmm. My mother knows it. I have a bad drug problem. Cassie knew I was on drugs. I was the high of my mind. I've since went to rehab, so there's going to be a lot of ugly things come out about me, but I want you to keep in mind that that wasn't me. That was me being high out of my mind. I think people would have probably been like, well, he was high.
Listen, I think that he has to, if there's any, the thing is that ain't no redemption for niggas. You feel me?
That's where I'm trying to go.
There's no redemption.
Especially a winning nigga.
There's patience for every, and I'm not saying this to give Puff grace. I'm saying this because there's patience for every group of people on this earth. but niggas. If the police pull you over, oh, you should have known better, nigga.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If you getting a little bit too out of line, oh, you should have known better.
Yes.
When the baby did what he did on the Rolling Loud stage and he was saying all of these things, nobody looked at the fact of the baby.
What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Coach Referee. And I want to ask you, are you ever frustrated with uploading a video to YouTube and you get no views? I know I was when I first started. If you're a music artist and you have your own podcast or your content creator, look no further. WAM Promotions has gotten you covered. They specialize in high-end...
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
And targeted YouTube campaigns that deliver real views, real subscribers, and most importantly, real growth. So if you're struggling with real organic YouTube growth, I'm here to tell you to go on WAM Promotions and use the promo code GODS and receive 20% when you check out. Tell them Ray sent you, you got 20% off. Let's go, guys. I'm looking to see you guys on the charts. Let's go.
Doing all of these shows, and he might have been saying those same things at 1,000-seater venues where nobody really gave a fuck.
Yeah.
And now he's the superstar. We look at him as a superstar. He don't look at himself as a superstar.
He didn't understand it to that day.
He's just a nigga from Charlotte.
That's getting money.
So there was no... He was dead wrong for his words, and he apologized. But it was no patience. It was nothing for that for him. And it definitely wouldn't be for no Diddy, because you want to know why? He's always been positioned as this super perfect figure. Brother Love. If he really wanted to be Brother Love, he should have leaned into that caricature.
Mm.
If there's any road of redemption for Diddy from this point forward, if he does have to go to prison, but he doesn't go to prison.
Well, he's in prison right now. He's in prison. Right now.
But if he doesn't go to prison for the rest of his life and he does get out someday, oh, nah, bro, you got to go straight. You got to turn your life over to God, because nobody don't want to hear nothing else from you. Because we live in this perfect society where everything is the best way it could possibly be.
So basically what you're saying is that black men can't use drugs as Achilles heel.
Let's not make like,
it's not a black man
black
thing.
Men.
It's a this nigga thing.
He said
niggas though, so I'm like.
Right is right, it's wrong is wrong. A black man, you know there's a target on your back that's bigger than everybody else, any other race. Yeah. So you gotta watch what you do.
I'm gonna keep it 100. At this point in time in life, is like niggas is like a subgenre of black men. Like it's not the same.
Niggas is a subgenre. That's good.
It's not the same thing. Like
you're right, because I don't feel like I'm a nigga.
But you still can be.
I will be if I have to.
If you have to, that's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to kill that nigga. He's dead. I'm trying to be a black father, black man. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? But no, I wanted to ask you. So mm-hmm. I wanted to just bring this up because it's important. Puff, he should have known better, because no human alive has been more famous and more powerful for their fame than Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And they took him down. And, you know, and I just think that he underestimated, because he did this. I was watching this, shout out to Earn Your Leisure. I was watching Puff at InvestFest last year. Mm-hmm. There was a part where he said, they take everybody down that try to fight them, but they not taking me down. I got this. Like, I got this. Like, trust me. Because, he said Tulsa.
He said they blew Tulsa up. They're not gonna blow me up.
Oh, yes, that's the a fuck. Tough
by the way, Jordan, let's add that clip to this. Cause I was watching it and I was like, cause I was kind of like looking at it, I was like, if you see that InvestFest interview, he was talking, like that was the first black time excellence. He spoke about, but usually black excellence is about him and what he's doing. That was the first time he was speaking as he was one of us.
All right, but let me
and
say
and I think they were
right.
Like, we're gonna show y'all who the fuck he really is.
But let me tell you something, right? All of these niggas is not Muhammad Ali fighting against being drafted to the Vietnam War.
Not.
I love Wayno. I just love how you
I
said
love
that,
you too, bro. Like, but you know what I mean? But, yeah. but this is for real, bro. Like, I think that like two things could be true, right? I think that when you and everybody says it, right? Everybody in the average person that will never reach millions or even $1 billion, they can always talk about what they would do with their money or how they would handle things or how they would be so upstanding and how they would take care of things. And that's not always true because you don't know. You don't know because you don't have that experience.
Yes.
I think for the money is a superpower, and that superpower comes with a lot of responsibility, but people abuse their responsibilities. Now, with somebody like a Puff, I hear you, bro, but there's so many times why you had this money and this fame where you could have corrected a lot of the wrongs that you did. You could have corrected, like, now, let's not forget last year before he went on the Brother Love tour with that album and she don't want my love, I guess, man. I gotta move on, how everybody was getting their publishing back. See, now this shit is, now it's starting to look like it's matching up.
But it came with an NDA.
It looks like he's trying to...
You know really got Puff in jail. Y'all know really got Puff fucked up? You know really fucked him up? How he treated Young Miami.
What you mean?
Nigga, he was good to her. Nigga, imagine being an ex... Hear me out. Imagine being an ex-girlfriend that was with him for 11 years and you stayed loyal, you did everything, and this nigga didn't give you a talk show.
Ray,
this nigga didn't give you
out.
A deal. Yeah. No, think about it. Okay, so hear me out. Okay, watch this, Wayno. I know it sounds crazy, but look, Stanza, you're a woman. Right. I just want to ask you as a woman. You've been in a relationship with this powerful man for 11 years.
Right.
He fucked you up. He made promises. He promised you shit.
I don't mean to laugh.
No, I'm just being honest. Like, he promised you shit. He said he was going to do all this stuff for you, and then he ain't do nothing. And then you ran off with the trainer, and you hurt his little ego. So now he like, fuck you and him. And you're like, can you just take care of me? And he's like, no. But then he got this other girl who he just met who's saying, we go together real bad. Like, she ghetto as a motherfucker. And he's like, give her TV shows, give her deals. And Cassie was like, oh, nigga, you think you about to first wife me? Starter wife me? And then you give her? I believe that if he...
Let me tell you, bro.
That shit pissed Cassie off.
This is not because of Cassie.
No,
but
no.
Cassie was like, you gave who a deal? Yeah, nigga, but, suing your ass.
Listen, I'm going to tell you.
I'm backing up with what Wayno said. What I'm saying is that he should have said, you know what, Cassie? I got to change the heart. I'm a different person now. I'm a good to this girl. You know what? Here's $20 million for you, for all your headaches I did, because I'm different. I guarantee you, Cassie would be testifying for him right now.
I just want to go out and tell y'all this, right? Well, everybody thought that Bobby and Whitney was crazy, and you can look at all of these other relationships. That's
yes,
crazy.
Bro, go there.
These are ridiculous people. Yes. All of them, bro. Yes. They're just ridiculous people.
Yes.
Diddy, as much as who he was as an artist and a producer. That person, I got love for that.
Got you.
I got love for that. But all of the actions and antics outside, these niggas is ridiculous. They're not, bro, I don't know none of these niggas, bro.
That's true.
They are ridiculous people.
That's true.
And what got him in prison is not none of that
cash. It's himself.
It's because he's a ridiculous human being,
listen,
bro.
Niggas
like the Joker,
bro. You cannot
bro.
Move on and be a good, think about all of these things, just before you hit the gavel, think about all these famous parents. Monique beefing with her oldest kid. Kirk Franklin beefing with his oldest kid. Think about it. They beefing with the older kid because the older kid had a different experience than the younger ones. Now, the older one looking like, well, damn, daddy, you ain't go to my fucking football games. You was out there doing this, and now they're going to the kids' football games. And that pisses them off, and they start dissing their parents. I'm saying that I heard women tell me that. Like, damn, he really big enough. Like, cause you got to remember, Puff ain't really helped no woman. Like, we knew Cassie was his girlfriend, but he didn't go out his way to big her up. He was front row rolling loud while his girl was performing. Like, he did things for her that made you say, damn, he really loved this bitch. Then you might be like, did he love the last bitch?
I think that's a very, very, very small part.
I want to ask y'all a question. Before we do this, I have something that I think I didn't bring it up in the pre-meeting, but I want to bring it up to y'all because I feel like Wayno would get it and I feel like you would get it. Before we go to this, I believe that Lil Wayne is the reason that he's the father of whole rap.
Whole rap?
Yep. Let me break it down. Hear me out. Can I break it down real quick? Don't look like that, Sansa. Hear me. Hear me out, y'all.
You going
hear me,
crazy.
Hear me out. Hear me out. Before y'all say what I say, just hear me out real quick. Hear me out. Let me tell you why I say that. Because I was listening to, I listen to music all day. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to rap, and I was like, who made women free to be hoes? Like, who made women feel good about ho shit?
Women.
No, it was Wayne. Wayne, no, listen, hear me out. Wayne had his daughter on stage and her friends while he's on stage singing, I want to fuck every girl in the world. Wayne would talk about women doing sexual acts from a very affirmation, giving her prop shit.
Let me raise you.
Okay,
Go ahead. You think that Wayne did more to empower women to be hoes than Lil' Kim saying, I can make a Sprite can disappear in my mouth?
Yes.
Like, no.
Yes, I do.
Listen. There's always, what I liked about back in the days was that hoes just stood on being hoes. They didn't blame anybody for their origin story but themselves. No, for real. Like, they didn't blame anybody for their villain arcs but themselves. And now hoes put them being hoes on everybody but themselves.
Wayne gave hoes props. He made a song about a chick sucking dick called Lollipop.
That was in 2008.
That's what I'm saying. He's the father.
Lil' Kim.
Jesse Red was 11 in 2008, probably.
Yeah,
and she heard this man talking about how she eat his dick.
She's on a strict diet.
That's my baby. With no makeup, she a 10. Like, he was giving hoes props.
That still doesn't.
He had four babies from four different popular women at the same time.
Niggas been having babies. Genghis Khan is the biggest hoe on the planet.
Who?
Genghis Khan, man.
Who's that?
He has he's a ruler. He has like 2,000 kids.
You know you went to school and I didn't.
I didn't go to school. I'm a ninth grade dropout. Listen.
So you didn't tell
Kim,
me.
Hold on.
Okay.
And I'm not saying this nothing against Lil' Kim.
I like
because I like whole rap. Because I feel
me
like
too.
Whole rap should exist.
I love hoes.
Right?
I love them.
I'm not gonna go there.
I'm sorry. They're amazing people.
But what
they're
I
amazing
say
people.
Is,
they make life fun.
Bro,
they're Kim, like beer for men. Like it's like sexual. Like, it's like you
Lil
love them.
Lil' Kim had I don't want dick tonight. Eat my pussy right. Like whole Trina. We gonna give Lil Wayne more credit than Trina for
yes.
whole rap.
Can I tell you why?
No.
Because hit me out. Hit me out, y'all. Listen, to what I'm trying to tell you.
Nah.
And you know, women more than ever care with. A certain man think. You know how, am I lying? Like, women have respect for, certain men they have different respect for. I think Lil Wayne is the GOAT of his generation. Mm-hmm. And I think that part of that, he was making babies with women. Remember, he had a baby with Nivea, Christina Milian, Lauren Lennon. Like, he had babies with women. And it was like, it was okay. And it was okay at the time. And if you listen to his music, like, I feel like he released the hold him.
I'm going to tell you why he's wrong.
Like, he bragged on it.
I'm going to tell you why he's wrong.
Tell me.
Because ain't nothing like women empowerment.
And he empowered them.
No, they empowered each other. Listen, man.
So you mean to tell
me? I'm not giving Wayne.
Can y'all just think about it. Before y'all say I'm crazy, look, just think about it. Like, he made records. He was the guy, long as my bitches love me. I don't give, like, he was always, like, he celebrated his woman from a partnership standpoint.
Yeah.
And he also bragged on the whole thing she was doing to him. Or the whole things they were doing to him, and I think that made women feel free.
Didn't Uncle Luke say he was?
Huh?
Didn't he say he was?
No, Luke.
Yeah.
No, but hear me out. But Luke wasn't giving them props. It was like, all we want is head push. Like, he was disrespected. I'm saying Wayne was speaking about women in a sexual manner, but giving them love doing it. That's what I'm speaking about. He like it was like he was like giving them love while saying she eat my dick. I love my baby. Like who? Like women? Like we didn't talk like that. Wayne is the first nigga. Hit me out real quick.
All right.
Wayne's also the first nigga that made tricking because tricking was anti hip hop. You didn't trick hip hop. Wayne is a nigga that made tricking popular. It ain't tricking if you got it. He literally is the nigga that opened the door for women to walk through.
I need the floor for one moment.
Go ahead.
I need to look at the camera and let everybody know that this is my PSA. Listen, this wasn't on our agenda.
It wasn't. I'm just asking. I just had to ask that.
But I just wanted y'all to tap into the mind of Ray Daniels. While he is a polarizing figure, he is a great music executive, and he knows his shit. He be thinking about some crazy motherfucking things, bro.
Doc, because you know what it is, Doc? What we don't talk about enough is that we like to act like things come out of nowhere. We don't talk about there's a cause and effect.
Facts.
And when I'm looking at females, like, I'm being honest with y'all, as a black man that love women, I look at women today and I'm like, how did hip-hop become this? Like, hip-hop is anti-family now. Like, hip-hop is, like, dog, I took my 14-year-old daughter to a concert, and it was Cash Cobain performing. It was a family-friendly event. They wouldn't ID nobody, and then Cash Cobain brings 5 girls on stage, and they all lift their dress up and just shake their ass. And to me, it's like, I got a 14-year-old here. I don't want her around this shit.
No.
I'm trying to.
Hear me out.
Listen to what I'm saying, though.
We lean a lot on
you're them. Right. But what I'm saying is that men now, let's look at rap now. Pooh Shiesty was on fire. Did some dumb shit, went to jail. 42 Doug, on fire. Do dumb shit and go to jail. You got niggas getting killed or going to jail or overdosing. Like, that's what hip-hop is right now. So hear me out. So what I'm saying is that, like, when I look at these trends, I'm like I know for a fact Snoop Dogg and Dre started niggas smoking weed and black music. Like, when the Chronic dropped, nigga, every nigga wanted to be a part of that, smoke weed. It was that. So I look at hoe rap and I'm like, when, I know women like you, Stanza, women that are lawyers, successful black women that hustle and still are attractive, but still, like, I'm gonna handle my business. And I look at women and the evolution of female music and I'm like, how did we get here?
I would say Ray Day is basically saying, lock these hoes up, man.
No,
put
I like
these hoes in jail. Tell you,
like
don't go to the internet, go to police.
I just, you know, man, you
don't
know.
Go to the internet, go to police. Ray Day is what you hoes under y'all jail.
Y'all have a lot of strong views on the women.
No, but Stanza, I'm blaming the man.
Listening to music and like, oh, we gonna spend the money and then going to.
But Stanza, I'm blaming men.
Those are not the responsibility.
Hear me out.
But real quick,
okay,
Stanza, you have a great point. But the thing, the only contrary I have to that. Because you are right, is that the niggas that's telling you to spend a block, most of them are not successful. So I'm with the exception of maybe Lil Durk. And he's not saying spend the block. He's saying I spun the block, and influence is a big thing. You are right.
Future
says some crazy thing. And I know we got goals, but we got to move to the
But this
next
nigga
thing.
Made a love song.
But,
I had a lot of niggas try to steal your. He was telling you, you're a hoe, and you don't know how to love, but you're going to learn. Like, I'm telling you, just do me a favor. Let's go to the next thing, but I want us to revisit this, because I want you to take time and just think about what I'm saying. When did it become cool for strippers? Strippers was some shit that was in the background. Remember, rap was 2003-04. Rap today was BET Uncut.
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, you had to wait till 3 in the morning to watch that. Now it's at 1 p.m.
No,
with the president on stage. With the 1 p.m. No, it's 1 p.m. at a Georgia State rally with the president hopeful there while a rapper is shaking our ass. When the fuck did we get there? So in my mind, I gotta ask myself, what was the cause? And to me, I'm like, well, it couldn't have been a woman because women don't trust women. You admit that? Women don't trust women like that. Only woman that has a powerful voice is Beyonce. Beyonce is the only woman that every woman trusts. Women don't trust women. Hear me out. I'm saying that women want to impress men the same way men want to impress women. And I think that women were what they needed to be in the early 2000s. But now women are hoes. And hear me out real quick. You got women saying, like, if a man takes me and my kids, take care of me and my kids, my throat is his. When the fuck did we get there? When did we start talking like
that? That's a whole nother subject.
That's because of tricking and hoeing, which Lil Wayne is the face of ushering the hip hop. From a popularity level. Let's talk about another way. What's next? I'm sorry. I just had to put that out there because I love talking to Wayno. And I was thinking about it and I forgot to mention it. But we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to bring it back.
Right. I'm gonna make a case like an argument. I want to do an argument. I want to, like, we should do it like we're in a courtroom. Like, I'm going to make a case and see the judge and the audience is us. I want to do that.
That's debatable.
Let's go. That's what I'm saying. But I'm gonna bring evidence though, nigga. You need to bring your evidence.
All right.
Go ahead.
My guys got ADHD.
I'm sorry. Let's go.
All right. So Future took a shot, or allegedly, we don't know who he was taking a shot at, but everybody seems to think that it was at Gunna. The question is, when did snitching become okay? But I don't like that question. I think, is what Gunna did snitching? I think that's the better question. And why do you think the attacks on Gunna are okay?
Mr. Atlanta, this is...
Okay, so it's a touchy subject for me because I've been knowing Gunna since he was like 14, right? My brother raised him. I've been knowing him since a kid. So what I would say is this, is that the Gunna that I always knew was never a street nigga. He just liked dripping bitches. And I think that he got in business with some street niggas and he probably took on a persona somewhat. And then he realized, oh, this is real. Hold up, this could put me in jail. And he did what he had to do to protect himself. But I do think what he did goes against street code. But he's also not a street nigga. So to me, I just feel like, you know, watching Future diss him the way he did, it was just kind of like, you gotta also remember, Future from Atlanta, Gunna from Atlanta. It's a little bit personal here. Because the people that are in jail, they knew. It's not like you put some niggas I don't know in jail. You put some niggas I knew in jail or some niggas in jail. So for me, go ahead, where you going? Go ahead.
Gunna didn't put nobody in jail.
No, he did. No, I'm saying he did.
I'm hearing you out, but let's keep in mind, I know that you've known Gunna for a very long time and you never knew him as a street dude. Gunna's a rolling 60 crip, allegedly.
I know that.
I'm gonna say allegedly because I ain't trying to help nobody's case. You know what I mean? With Gunna, when Future said the line that he said, of course the easy target is Gunna. But nobody's talking about Unfunk. Unfunk took the same exact plea deal that Gunna took, and it was other people who took those same exact plea deals. But Gunna is the sexy pause target.
Yes.
You feel me? So, of course, it's aimed at him or position that... And then let's keep in mind, we know Gunna has the same people behind the scenes that work his stuff that work Future's.
Yep.
Right? But when it comes to this whole snitching shit, snitching, it says his snitching, when did snitching become okay? Guess what? Snitching has always been okay. You want to know why? And I'm not saying
let's
that
go,
I...
Let go.
Because I'm just keeping it 100. While I am a person who is an upstanding citizen today... and I'm a civilian and I ain't into nothing, I come from the street, right? A lot of my friends have been put away because a person has pointed a finger at them. Let's not act like what's going on in the YSL trial and people telling and all of that, that this is something new. You said street code. There is no such thing. There's no such thing as a street code. All of these things operate and are created for us to oppress one another.
Yes.
This street code that we talk about, that we big up, Everybody talk about the no women, no children. That is a line from a Scarface film. It is not real. Women and children have been getting killed in our communities by our men for eons. Gang members hopping out. Before it was called spinning. Everybody talk about, well, at least in our day, we was shooting up the whole block. We was walking them down. No, y'all wasn't. I have friends who have been hit by stray bullets and have been gone because they was in the wrong place at the wrong time. So all this street code shit is ridiculous. What I would love to see more is for these black men who are artists to say, I'm an artist. Because guess what? When them feds get on your ass, we don't want to hear that you're an artist now. We want to see you keep that street code up that you've been talking about, brother.
Yes.
And once you don't, that's when everybody gets on you.
That's true.
Start speaking more in your raps about, and I love Future. Future is in my top 10 of all time. Mm. And I don't even know what my top 10 is. Yeah. But that nigga's in 10, sure. And he's not close to the end of it.
Yeah.
Right? I have to say. But when it comes, I'm just talking more so about this conversation about snitching, because you got everybody saying, oh, but y'all pick and choose this and y'all do. Listen, if you ain't into no bullshit, if you ain't no gangster and you ain't trying to be no gangster, and something bad happens around you, I think you should be talking to the police.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Okay, go ahead. I like that.
And I'm
going to
let you go where you want to go. When you, now, with that being said, I'm going to give you the other side of the coin. If you are operating, when you sign up to be in a gang, when you sign up to put all these fake-ass rules that's made to oppress one another, when your ass get held to the fire, sit in the fire, my nigga. Don't start talking about some... Yo, they got us. Y'all come out.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Sit your ass in that fire because that's what you signed up for.
Yes.
These artists is not gangsters. These niggas is not street niggas. They're because I seen. I'm, let me make one more point.
Go ahead.
Before I finish because I'm rambling. I gotta get this out because I'm gonna forget it. I used to wear Vezo, my brother. He just did No Jumper with Adam, and he was saying how, listen, a lot of, he said, listen, I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I rap about shit that I seen. I rap about shit that I did at one point in time. I'm not doing none of that.
Yeah.
I live in a nice, rich neighborhood,
yep.
And so do your favorite rapper.
Exactly.
And their kids go to private school.
Exactly.
Don't be sitting here believing that these niggas is who they tell you they is. They're not. They live good, nice lives where they don't even want no negativity around them.
Okay, so I want to ask you a question. Let's stay there for a hot second.
Okay.
And you too, Stanza. So let's say if that's true,
mm-hmm.
So then can we be really mad at the feds for going after these guys? Because let's say you're not a gangster. Let's say you're not a mobster, but you rap about it,
mm-hmm.
right? And you get to live like a mobster. Like, it's like crazy how they painted Puff like John Gotti almost. Like, damn, mm-hmm. like, you know what I'm saying? So for me, it's like, you live like a mobster, you benefit from mobster culture, then shouldn't you follow by their rules? So I'm gonna give you an example. I had a good friend of mine, real street guy. And by the way, I knew Gunna since he was a kid, so we was talking one day, and I was like, yo, I ain't gonna lie, I kind of feel bad for Gunna. Then he goes, no, I'm not gonna let you do that. And he said, it's a video that when Thug was beefing with somebody like French Montana, it was somebody he was beefing with, Gunna wrote, you signed up for this, you're gonna have to deal or come with it. And he said, Ray, that told me that he knew what he was getting into.
Mm-hmm.
So now, by the way, I don't see it like that because I'm not a street guy. I see, my thought process was, I'm not saying I would have did the same thing he did, but I probably wouldn't have gotten the business with the people he got in business with either.
I think to the general public, though.
Go ahead.
The general, like, if you didn't know Gunna, if you was just outside looking in at YSL, Gunna was never the street nigga. Like,
yes.
He was never the guy.
Drip or drown. It was,
He was making the music. He was making the money, you know, for the label. And he was the hottest artist on the label. But no one was really looking at him like, oh, yeah. That's the trigger man right there. You know, like, nobody was looking at Gunna like that.
But at the same time, you got to keep in mind, right? Presentation is everything.
Absolutely.
His name is Gunna.
Yeah.
His name is Gunna. Whether you want to or not, you done put a name on yourself where, what's a Gunna? We ain't talking about shooting no motherfucking basketballs.
Nope.
And you would get you affiliated with gangs. So this is the thing. I love Gunna. I've interviewed Gunna.
It's my little nigga.
I've interviewed him numerous times. I felt like the flack that he's gotten is unfair and unwarranted.
Absolutely.
Because there's it's regardless. Yo, let's see what Young Thug think and all that. No. And you ask the question, are the feds right in this, that, and the third? And it was a Young Thug lyric that I thought of. It's from Pick Up the Phone with Travis Scott. And I had to look it up to see it. He said, and this is what Thug said. He said, Mama told me I'm her brightest star. Mama told me don't hang on the law. Because everybody got a job, because everybody want to be a star, right?
Yeah.
So can you, no, you can't hate on the feds because while Thug makes some of my favorite music, his associations,
yeah.
Bro, Thug is associated with sex, money, murder. That is a blood set from the Bronx of Castle Hill, New York City. That they have adopted that mindset and that mantra around America.
Yes.
Niggas, it's sex money. So yep. When you have these associations, when you have these things, it's certain shit that just come with that. The nigga name is Young Thug. It doesn't mean,
truly
humble under God. I know niggas that came up with acronym, but let me tell you something. When you, this is one of the main reasons why when I was a kid, I got into gangs when I was 14 years old. And one of the reasons why I stopped when I got into like my early 20s was because I'm the dummy that's willing to just take 100 years. I'm not a dummy, but I'm willing to be accountable for my actions. So I started saying, well, shit, if I keep going down this road, I'm probably going to end up in a situation where I'm going to get some time. And I'm not going to want to tell because I'm going to want to uphold whatever these rules is. For another older nigga whose his brain is undeveloped, and he telling me to do shit that he don't want to do.
Because
that's all gangs is manipulation.
Yep.
It's all about manipulation for you to go do this for me, whether it's you selling shit, making me money,
killing
or harming
people.
It's for you to do it so I don't got to do it, so that you could go to jail and do 20 years, and when you come home, hopefully I'll be on my feet, and I could buy you some clothes and say, you're a stand-up guy.
He went to college for us for 20 years. He's
yeah,
a good guy. Yeah.
It's all bullshit and it's all manipulation. And I just wish that in hip hop that we could start separating criminal activity from music.
Yeah.
Because you have criminal activity
I agree.
And then you have music.
But here's my thing. But my thing is this, is that if you're making criminal activity music, but you're not in
entertainment.
Entertainment, if you're making criminal music and entertainment, but you're not in it, then to me, you get what you deserve, whatever comes your, because it hit me out, because my thing is this, is that here's what, now you do music,
I got one for you, so I'm happy
you said
that.
You do music, I do music.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it from this angle. if you're going to talk about it, like, you know that I need you to be, we need to be real and we need to grow. Jeezy's Thug Motivation first album is different than a Recession album.
Yeah.
He was in a different position.
Absolutely.
He went from talking about beat niggas up to like, I need a vacation and how, you know, it's time to put on for my city. It was different. He grew. What I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. So what I'm telling you is that in this business, if these artists, they're staying in the same position. So my nigga, as you see more, you should talk to us about more. But if you're seeing more and giving us the same bullshit, I kind of don't feel bad for you, because why are you talking street shit when you know the cost of it?
I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you why that you still should be allowed to say shit. I don't think Martin Scorsese ever shot a gun at nobody. And he's made some of the most gangster movies I've ever seen. As much as I love Arnold Schwarzenegger, I love Arnold Schwarzenegger when I was a kid. Terminator, Commando. You know the end scene of Commando where he goes to the house to save his daughter and he kills everybody?
Yeah.
The nigga killed at least 150 people. I counted it one day in 3 minutes of time. It's ridiculous, right? I don't believe that Arnold Schwarzenegger ever... Yeah. Wait, let me finish, because okay. I'll let you say your point.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't believe that... Like, now, Arnold Schwarzenegger, while at the same time he's an entertainer, guess when niggas start saying that they're entertainers? Not till they in court. That's our problem. Because culturally, we want to be with the bullshit until it hits us. We want to be with all the fuck shit until your man get killed. Then it's... No, Kendrick Lamar, I hate when a rapper talk about guns, that somebody die, they turn into nuns. They hop online like pray for my city. He faking for likes and digital hugs. All these niggas do it.
Everybody
do it. They, yeah, my man a spinner. He a stepper. Soon as niggas stomp your man out, then it's, oh man, he was such a good guy. No, he wasn't. He was spinning and stepping. Yep. He got what he got out the game. Nigga, if you go to the basket, you're going to get fouled. So my thing is this. If you are an artist, you just have to start taking a stance that while you're talking about the street gangster shit, you can say you got to start communicating. Listen, I am an entertainer. This is what I'm doing right now is not for me to harm nobody. Take this with a grain of salt, kids and guys.
Yes.
Don't be doing, but you know what? Niggas just want shit to catch wreck to. I'm from the hood. People want shit that they can catch wreck to, unfortunately. So this is what it is.
That's another story we get to.
Facts.
I'm sorry. Absolutely. We done. We got to wrap it up. I got so much shit I want to get out, but I'm going to respect our time.
Do we got some time?
No, we ain't got time. We went over.
We went over?
All right, cool.
Unfortunately, we don't. Thank you all for tuning in to That's Debatable.
By the way, I can argue with Wayne all day. I love talking to you, bro.
Nah, facts.
Okay.
I just saying
I had a brother moment. That's cute.
We got to get Brian. we gotta get Brian Miller back on here to defend his Nas standpoint because they ate him up in the comments, yeah, my nigga. Woo!
But yes, thank you all for tuning in to That's Debatable. As always, please like, share, comment, repost, all of that. Tell us how you feel about the show, and we'll see you next time.
When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and matching technology that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 75% of employers claim Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other online job sites, leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences daily. Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Join today by heading to Indeed.com/podcasts9 and get a £100 sponsored job credit. That's Indeed.com/podcasts9. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.